producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You know, I would imagine I've thought more about what happened than all of you put together. I've lost more sleep than all of you put together.
Hillary Clinton stood her ground today before the Congressional Committee investigating the Benghazi attacks from her time as Secretary of State. Her long-awaited testimony shed more fireworks than light on the 2012 assault on the U.S. consulate in Libya that took the lives of the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans.
We're going to pursue the truth in a manner worthy of the memory of the four people who lost their lives and worthy of the respect of our fellow citizens. And we are going to write that final definitive accounting of what happened in Benghazi.
But the hearing soon devolved into a familiar partisan argument that's dominated American politics for much of the last 3 years. Chairman Trey Gowdy and his fellow Republicans pressed Clinton for answers, drilling down on the email she sent as Secretary of State.
My question is, how did you decide when to invoke a people in process and who just got to come straight to you? Because it looked like certain things got straight to your inbox, and the request for more security did not.
It was this committee that first discovered Clinton's use of a private email account. The controversy has consumed her presidential campaign, shining a bright light on her leadership. Her longtime friend, Sidney Blumenthal, was front and center in the discussion. Republicans wondering why she exchanged so many emails with him.
We just heard email after email after email about Libya and Benghazi that Sidney Blumenthal sent to the Secretary of State. You need to make sure the entire record is correct, Mr. Clinton.
And that's exactly what I want to do.
But Clinton and Democrats on the committee aggressively fought back.
Here's the bottom line. The Select Committee has spent 17 months and $4.7 million of taxpayer money. We've held four hearings and conducted 54 interviews and depositions.
The day-long hearing was a spectacle with extraordinarily high stakes for Clinton. The Benghazi attack and all of its fallout is one of the biggest uncertainties hanging over her presidential candidacy.
And I wanted you to hear that so you could hear what I was hearing throughout the day. Because anybody who carried this, there was more reporters I heard than what covered the Super Bowl. It was reporters, flashbulbs, massive security, breaks in between, pure insanity. And you got a little sense of the highlights of the day, starting with Clinton saying, nobody knows what I've gone through, all the sleepless nights and everything else that I have dealt with. So your reaction to the 11-hour marathon, Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. And does this change your point of view in any way? 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas. Hello, you get the first crack at this. Make it good, buddy. Tee it up.
Okay, we're going to go. You know, Nurse Ratched lied again. She lied about the whole damn thing. And another thing, Kate, I want to know this from you. Why did she have a server if she didn't use computers to email?
Yeah, why did she have a server at her house, meaning that whole server thing?
Absolutely, this was forbidden by law. She's lying when she says it was illegal. It was legal. It wasn't legal. She did something illegal right there. You are a government employee. You are appointed by the President of the United States and passed by Congress to do the job. You owe your affiliations of any communications to the President of the United States and to the people that put you in office, the American people. We are in charge, not you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you still come back to the same answers that we don't have the answers for again and again and again. I mean, we're bumping our heads in the same position that we were.
Well, we already know this woman cannot be trusted. She just cannot be trusted.
And that's my question. Can she, just everything else aside, can she be trusted? What
absolutely
if she were present?
Absolutely not. You wouldn't want her finger on the bomb. Or if she had to make a decision, she got the 3 o'clock call and she wasn't there.
Right.
She got that call that she told him, who do you want in the White House when you get that 3 o'clock in the morning call? And she got the call and then she claimed she didn't have anything to do with it, that it was all underlings. This reminds me of the Nazis of World War II. I was just taking orders. I had nothing to do with it. You know, that kind of routine.
Yeah, it's accountability. You have to have some accountability for your position. Thanks, Dan. That's my biggest problem with the whole thing. Because if you accept that job, you ultimately are where the buck stops. And granted, you have lots of people underneath you, but somebody has to be accountable. And there was the point made, hey, no one was fired, nothing. And so somebody dropped the ball because there were pieces of this. And I don't care if you're an independent, Democrat, Republican, you have to at least agree with that, that there was something really wrong with the information funnel that didn't go in the flow in the right direction. Grim, hello.
Well, Dan summed it up, didn't he?
He sure did. Short and sweet to the point, yeah.
I mean, all I got to say is I sent you a cartoon about it.
I know, I saw it.
Well, what can I say? She deserves to be in, you know, jumpsuit orange.
Yeah, see, that's not gonna happen though. That part goes away. I really don't think so. But you think so? You think they'll be able to? They'd have to have different evidence.
I'm not gonna say one way or the other. You know,
right?
I mean, really,
right.
You know, I mean, I'd be wrong to say no, and I'd be wrong to say yes. You know?
But yeah, we don't know.
At any point, I mean, just her pure arrogance deserves it. I mean, her bourgeoisness. Let me put it a different way. I mean, she might as well be Marie Antoinette, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Because she is. And that's a problem with not just Democrats, but a lot of them politicians up there. That's what worries me about even Paul Ryan is, you know, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I don't want to take this. It's too much of a headache. Well, I mean, isn't that why he got into it?
Right. See, that's my problem. If you accept, if you... You can't be president, you can't be secretary of state, you can't be in another cabinet position, you can't be a congressman, a senator. Why are you taking on that job if you're going to whine to us that you can't do what is required to do the job? That's the problem. Where is the accountability?
Kate, it's all over. I'm not talking about just D.C. I'm talking about local.
I agree.
State. I mean... They all live better than, you know,
the average person.
You were saying the other day that, you know, the middle class, well, there is no middle class. It was reported that the middle class is gone. You know, if you want to break it down into lower, middle, and upper, you'd have to go six-figure income and then up. And then everybody else is broke.
Right.
Or in futuristic cause, going to be... You know, because we're so far in debt that, you know, we got, what did they say, about 5 generations of children? It'll pay it off?
Right. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the Democrats' belief in their system is so bourgeois. I mean, yeah.
Right.
Rio de Janeiro is beautiful beaches, but what's behind all them resorts?
Yeah, there you go, brother. You summed it up well. Grim in Mississippi. Thank you. Hey, coming up, a conversation with Stephen Kelly. But before that, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag here on America Tonight.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, the mailbag is full. Wouldn't you be shocked if I ever jumped on and said, hey, we're going to go check the mailbag, but we only have a few emails. The fact of the matter is you are fabulous at sending me your thoughts. Continue to do it. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, and you're in. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is so interesting that I had to go to it. This one is from Bart. Kate, I've never emailed your show, but I listen to your show. I like the fact that you mix in other kinds of conversation, not just the same old political, even though, of course, we're talking a lot about what's happening in both parties. But just as an oddball thing, I heard you mention you like history. Did you see the story about the old sword, the Viking sword that was found by some hiker in Norway? I thought you'd find that interesting, and I thought it was so cool. You never know what you're going to stumble on. The earth gives back, baby. Yeah, it's funny you bring that up, because I just saw it. I just saw it this morning, actually, where that's the story. The guy was hiking, and he found this sword, and they looked at the sword, and the archaeologist says that it's extraordinary, that it's dating back from 750 B.C., and that it's in pretty good condition. It's really in good condition. And it's unusual to find remnants from the Viking Age that are that well prepared. It says it could be used, the thing I read said it could be used if it were sharpened, the edge were sharpened. And what happened was a guy who was fishing and hunting was tooling around, and the weapon was under some rocks on a pretty well-known path in this mountainous area between western and eastern Norway. And the mountains are covered with frost and snow for probably 6 months of the year, so they're not exposed to the humidity and that kind of stuff, and that's how he found it. I think that it is tremendous. It's wild to start the whole email segment on that, but wow, craziness. All right, we move from the Viking sword to Paul Ryan. A couple of people chiming in on that. This one from Chris, who says, Kate, Paul Ryan, I think, really set himself up when he said, I won't do this, and I want to spend time with my family, and I'm not going to put up with the shenanigans. I think it makes sense. I understand what he's saying, but you can't. It's like applying for a job, and you know they are interested in you, but you tell them everything that you just refused to do. And you, but you want the job, and you'll help out, but here's all the things that you cannot do. I don't see Ryan as being the guy now. But he might still have the votes to be in the House, and he's still young and charismatic, and I don't know. What do you think? I think what you just said is right. He really irked a few people in the fact that he had a couple of demands, I'll call them, laid out. But he does represent a popular part of the party. He's got that whole youthful thing going on. And he, remember, this is a guy who just a few years ago was on the ticket to run for president. I mean, he was VP with Mitt Romney, and he has plenty of friends. So I think he does have the votes. I don't know. The hesitation is he doesn't want anything fractured. So it is an interesting scenario as it unfolds. Here's another one about Paul Ryan. This one is from Jacob. Kate, the Ryan scenario. The Speaker of the House deal. So crazy, isn't it? The Speaker of the House is such a prestigious position to be in, and yet it seems like they're tossing it around as the hot potato. Who wants it? Who can we hurriedly get in here? Because there's so many things that have to be done. We can't risk having our tailbones out. It seems so odd to me. It is odd. I mean, it does seem odd, because normally we're not talking about these kind of things. Somebody's in, it's a big deal. Woo, Nancy Pelosi, I'm in, I'm the first woman, blah, blah, blah. John Boehner, I'm crying, I'm in, I've wanted this spot my whole life, I'm so excited. And think of the legacy before of people who have been the Speaker of the House. So, yeah, and then also some of the things that have happened, the disgraces afterwards. But you're a couple of spots away from being president if something should happen. And I think it's a serious spot. It's a power-wielding spot, if you want to call it that, for lack of a better word. So, you know, there you go. Let's do another one. This one from Joyce. Kate, I am just so tired of the politics of the same old thing. I don't know why it is, and maybe it's because in this country it seems like the people who run have to run forever. But it's annoying. I don't believe that people are paying that close of attention. They are somewhat, but then we all get tuned out. So bravo to you for not talking about just that one thing. It is a bunch of one-trick ponies, and it is boring to most of us. Unless somebody new, dynamic, different ideas steps into the light, we're hearing retreaded theories all over the place, or half of what would possibly take place if that person were to be elected. Yeah, you know what I make of that is that it's that cautionary thing. That's why Donald Trump is popular, because he doesn't filter what he is saying. He just says it. I mean, he just says it because he's not worried about the reverb, because he's not beholden to anyone, at least not yet. And he says he's not going to go that way. Therefore, whether he doesn't have to defend his comments. So he's not getting wild phone calls. He had this meeting with the RNC, and he made nice about, hey, if Jeb Bush is the nominee, I'm fine. I like Jeb Bush. I'll back that, whatever. But it doesn't look like he's going anywhere, because in every poll, he dominates the field. And Carson is right behind him. It's almost like he's an afterthought. They're like, okay, Donald Trump, and then, yeah, Carson, sure. And they're both non-political types. Neither one of them have been involved in politics like their whole career. And when is that going to change? I don't know. How's that going to change? What's going to be different? I don't see what will be different. I don't see it. Okay, so we move on to this one, which is really good. This one is from Joe in Illinois. I have a question about WikiLeaks, Kate. WikiLeaks publishing the CIA's personal info, the chief's personal info. Wow. It seems like they can do anything. I'm not against that, though, because, excuse me, if we didn't have WikiLeaks, would we have known half of the things that we should have known? But what an idiot the CIA director, John Brennan, is. And you have a half-baked kid who pops into his email system. It shows you just how easy it is to hack in, which is crazy. And I bet those hackers gave that information to WikiLeaks. Oh, yeah, I agree with you. They would. Where would they have gotten it? So they published the John Brennan stuff after the hack attack. And, you know, this what was published among the documents were all kinds of things like a letter from the vice chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, a congressional bill from 2008 that would limit interrogation techniques. They had all kinds of things that John Brennan had in there. And at the end of it, WikiLeaks tweeted on Wednesday afternoon that they plan to release more emails from Brennan's account, including U.S. strategy in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Wow. So these are things that, of course, they don't want to get out there, but that were included. So, you know, this is on the personal side. This is his emails. He was forwarding things to his account, and therefore there was things like Social Security numbers, passport numbers, addresses of family and friends. Wow. So the stolen private emails posted online. Where does it end, my friends? Where does it end? It's just the height of stupidity, though. Height of stupidity. Okay, we move on to another one. One last twist here. This from David. David says, Kate, I have to tell you, I am so happy that it is the fall, finally. I live here in Texas. I know you have a lot of listeners in Texas, and it seems as though we've been just burning up and desperate for rain. I can't wait until we get some heavy rain. I know that there are other parts of the country in California they've dealt with that are dealing with the drought. And it's a rough thing to deal with, because what happens is we see nothing but bare lawns, and we get nothing but water your lawn once a month. And frankly, it's a beast to try to deal with that. And this is just a personal thing. I know there are people that are suffering worse because of the drought, including the farmers. I really, really feel for them. All right, thanks for all the emails. You can send me your emails at americatonight.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Chomping at the bit to talk about, continue our conversation about what we've been talking about, the markets, the volatility, then bonds, the confusion over bonds. And I think the reluctance of people to frankly say when they don't understand financial instruments or what they need to do with their money, they don't want to be embarrassed if they don't understand certain economics of, you know, the law of economics, et cetera, that isn't necessarily that difficult. But that's why we go to the financial people, because they know so much better, especially someone like Stephen Kelly, who's bounced back in his life and dove into this head first. So free money guy, Stephen Kelly. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. And, you know, after the last 2 weeks of conversations, I was so excited to jump back on with you and talk about the fact that I think people don't like to say when they're confused or don't know because they don't want to seem stupid.
Yeah, I know. We were kind of talking about that after last week's after we got off the air last week. And I was thinking about that. And here's what I think the dynamic is. I think there's a number of things going on. We in this country, now I don't know what it's like in other countries, but I do know that we in this country really invest a lot of who we are and our worth in the amount of money we have, right?
Absolutely.
You know, you meet somebody on the street and, you know, one of the first things you'll say to them is, what do you do? What do you do for a living? Okay.
Yep, yep.
And that's kind of our caste system, I think. You know?
Yes, yes.
So you'll meet somebody that is a doctor or a lawyer or a, you know, a professional money manager or a radio host or a movie star, and you'll make a snap judgment about that person's value as a person. You know, and I think we all do this, Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a tragic situation that we do that. But I think in a way it's kind of natural, especially in this country where, you know, we have this whole thing about the American spirit and know-how and, you know, the ability to overcome odds. And that's kind of our national identity. So part of that, or maybe even most of that, is our money situation, how we relate to our money. People that go bankrupt oftentimes are seen as somehow not as, I mean, I don't know, good. I don't want to say this because I don't believe it, but I think we see them as maybe, you know, that bankruptcy, maybe there's a little bit of a
judgment.
Moral.
Yeah.
A moral component to that, right? That you're not as good a person somehow.
Absolutely.
As someone who hasn't gone bankrupt. Well, I can tell you, Kate, I had a personal bankruptcy in my cats, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me because I know what happened to bring it about. I know I did everything I could to avoid it. And, you know, we went through it. We had to do it economically. We moved on, okay? And rebuilt our lives. But you have to be able to separate yourself from that, I think, at some level, to be able to go to another person that you don't know, a stranger, and say to them, I really don't understand this money thing. Can you help me out with it?
Yes.
And, you know, to me, that's just really sad because it's just knowledge like anything else. It's just learning, all right? Anybody can learn this, but we're not taught it. We're not taught it in school. We don't learn it generally from our parents or the people around us. You know, there's so many other areas where we are provided community support in the areas of, you know, like religion. There's churches you can go to and learning how to do things. You can go to school, even learning to drive a car. But there's really no place you can go to get this kind of learning if you don't deal with it every day.
Yes.
And then there's sort of this idea that if I can do it on my own, somehow I'm superior to other people. You know, look at how much money I've amassed. Look at how talented and good and so forth I am. Well, my experience is there's some people out there that do that. Obviously, there are people out there that do it much better than I do because they're worth a lot more than I am. But the fact of the matter is, there's a lot of luck involved with that and a lot of other stuff as well. And I think that what we try and do in our practice is we try and sort of remove some of that, I don't really know the word I'm looking for, but that stigma, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
And allow people to just relax into learning some things. You know, the last 2 weeks we've been talking about sort of how the market forces drive where the market is. I didn't always know this stuff. I didn't even always know this stuff as a financial planner. Because we're not taught this as financial planners. Okay? So a lot of stuff that you have to learn in order to make sure that you know these things, I just do a lot of reading. I do a lot of reading. I go out online and read a lot of different commentators. I try and focus on places where, you know, you have solid economics. But without some of this knowledge, and without some kind of overarching historical and economic context, it's very, very difficult to make smart and wise decisions with your money. And I think people know that. And then they don't want to acknowledge that they don't have the tools in order to do it. So far too often, rather than trying to do something and making a mistake, inertia kicks in and people won't do anything. And that's why, and you know, that's what Wall Street wants. Wall Street wants you to take and buy that 401k and just keep putting money into it and not make any changes and don't upset the apple cart because it gets to take its 2-3% a year out of your money, and it's working for them. But I think we all understand it's not working for us very well.
Yes. Yes, so well said. You're absolutely right. It's not working for us very well at all. So it's something to think about. Try. I mean, it'd be great to lift that stigmatism, as you say, which you're absolutely right in what we're doing with our money, and also what our careers are and how we look at people. It's so interesting, the culture, and how that affects decisions. And wouldn't it be better to make smarter decisions and not worry about all that? But I think it's a shift, and I'd love to see a movement starting. We can start it. You can join the shift today, and you can do it easy by going to freemoneyguys.com, because all of the stuff that Stephen's talking about and all of his work and what he's done is so available right there. And you're right. You have to keep educating yourself on it like anything else.
Well, you do. And, you know, if you're not learning, if you're not moving forward, you're falling backward.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's the case. You know, my father-in-law is a doctor, and every year he's going to he's retired now, but he still goes to these symposiums and all these things because the medical profession is always advancing. Same thing with finances. You got to just keep on top of stuff or you're going to fall behind.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Free Money Guys, said this already, freemoneyguys.com. And what's the phone number?
844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO. And anybody that calls us, we'll send them a copy of our book.
Sounds good. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Kate. Nice talking to you.
It's always so great to talk to Stephen Kelly, and I love what he said there at the tail end of our conversation in talking about educating and the fact that he has a father-in-law who's a doctor and even retired, he's still going after more education. And I think that's the thing that's missing so much when it comes to financial information. For whatever reason, not everybody, but it seems as though a lot of people bury their head in the sand and just don't want to, you know, hey, I don't want to know it. I'm not great with numbers. It'll all work out. I'll wave a magic wand. It sounds so ridiculous to say that. But a lot of times, I think that's what happens. It's just the piece you don't want to deal with. And then it multiplies itself into other problems. Whereas if you kind of knew alternatives and you weren't afraid to talk to people, it would be a lot different, I think. And that's why we talked to Stephen Kelly. There is absolutely some education, some nuggets, some great pieces of wisdom, I think, to be gained from Stephen. Of all the financial people I've talked to over the years, and there's been a lot, and we've had a lot of people on the show, he, I think, cuts through and gives us that real clarity that there's another way to do this, or that here are some things to think about, and don't be afraid to ask these questions, as it doesn't matter how old you are, where you are, what stage of working, or whatever. Here's what you need to know. Here are some things that can help you, some tools in your arsenal, so that you don't have to be stuck. And you don't have to feel as though you're stuck when you go to make some pretty important decisions. I mean, certainly we've all been there in some form or another. And with the way things are these days, not the traditional routes that we used to have where you went to work somewhere, boom, you were there X, Y amount of years and ended up getting pension and this and that. I think the pension thing still is very, very rare in so many cases. So once again, Stephen Kelly has knocked it out of the park. Each and every week we talk to him about, like I mentioned, all things financial that concern, you know, your future, etc. And if you have any questions for him and you forget where to send it to, just send it to me, America Tonight. America Tonight. Click on contact. Hang with us.
Complain complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is that the Republican caucus did not like the answers they got from those investigations. So they set up this select committee with no rules, no deadline, and an unlimited budget. And they set them loose, Madam Secretary, because you're running for president. Clearly, it is possible to conduct a serious bipartisan investigation. What is impossible is for any reasonable person to continue denying that Republicans are squandering millions of taxpayer dollars on this abusive effort to derail Secretary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Ah, yes, that was Elijah Cummings. It is him. He is a longtime Democratic congressman from Maryland. So this is how it went for 11 hours. The marathon that was the Benghazi hearing that pretty much, by all accounts, leaves Hillary Clinton unscathed. But is she really unscathed in the sense that are people that would maybe have voted for Hillary Clinton? Because I do think she gets the Democratic nomination narrowly, but I think she gets it. So will some of the people who would call themselves independents or Democrats say, yeah, I can't go there. I can't take one for the party. I can't do it. Remember, there were disenfranchised Republicans who didn't want Mitt Romney, who said, I just won't vote. And we certainly have seen that with Democrats and with Republicans. the best exchange, the hottest moment, because there wasn't really a hot moment with Hillary Clinton. The people around her and she herself knew that she was just not going to lose her temper no matter what, because the one time that that happened, that's on tape, that can easily be pumped out. There has been. It's gone viral many, many times. But there would be no exchange really like that. But there was a hot one between the House Benghazi Committee Chair Trey Gowdy and the top Democrat who you just heard about the testimony. There was certainly lots of acrimony between the Dems and the Republicans, and you saw that on display. It was almost like two teams getting ready for an NFL showdown, and if you could be a fly on the wall and listen to the session leading up to it, you say this, and then I'll say that, and then you show that slide, then you demonstrate, because people like to visually see it, what the emails look like. And this happened both with the Democrats and with the Republicans. There was definitely a lot of strategizing going on. No question. You could tell. As somebody who speaks for a living, you could tell there was massive coaching happening here. So they clashed over whether the transcript should be released of Clinton's friend, Sidney Blumenthal, after his nine-hour testimony back in June. He was in a closed-door session before the panel because he emailed Clinton, which was brought up again and again, with information about what was happening in Libya during the attacks and also sent her news reports and other info. So the exchange started after the Democrats objected when Gowdy said that Blumenthal had unfettered access to Clinton. Cummings went nuts. And he said, look, this is release the transcripts. Let's motion to have them released. Let them be released. And Gowdy said the motion couldn't be voted on at a hearing, but Cummings disputed it, saying that the House rules allowed the vote. So they went back and forth. And this was early in the game. This was an 11-hour deal. That was about 3 hours into it when that happened. And so that's, so Cummings said, I want them all released. Release it all. And Gowdy said, the survivors, even their names, you want that released? And then there was a lunch. The committee voted 7-5 along party lines not to release the Blumenthal transcript. The motion failed. Darn it. So we can't read those exchanges. Eventually we will, and you know that. So did the Democrats lose this battle? If you're a Democrat, is this a loss? What's the takeaway? What's the takeaway from this? I mean, the takeaway is there's no question that there were sad moments and moments where I think Clinton was exposed or that position was exposed. That, okay, yeah, we have security and it's great security, but then they asked for security how many times? And how did you not know that? And how come that didn't go up the flagpole? And, I mean, Stevens asked for security 600 times, and she didn't see the request. So that's hard to explain away. She did a good job of holding her face, holding her ground, but to me, that's your big number. I always say everybody has a wow number. When I speak, I talk about wow numbers. What's your wow? What's your wow? The wow from this was, I thought that exchange was the hottest exchange. And I think the fact that you have you have documented 600 times where they're asking for extra security. That's a lot of times. That's a lot of times to ask for security and not have something happen. I mean, this door was cracked open so wide to have massive exposure to the wrong kind of elements in Benghazi, and it's so sad for the families, and sad because this thing drags on and on and on and on, and it does. And in the end, I think Hillary Clinton still gets the nomination. I don't think she gets prosecuted. Did we learn anything from this? Is anything different under the Kerry State Department? Will anything be different in the future, Republican or Democrat? when you put diplomats in these positions, they're in the eye of the storm, and they know that, but still, are they getting adequate defense? Do they have enough security? And I think 600 times is, you know, that's shocking. That's just shocking. And I don't care what your ideology is. And that's the wow number, the sad wow number, not the positive wow number. I have some breaking news, too. The Beauty of America Tonight, you're not getting so much Memorex. You're getting us talking about what's unfolding. So three people were shot on the campus of Tennessee State University. I've actually been through that campus in Nashville. And the details are kind of rough at this point. They're just saying that they were taken to the hospital, and there's not a lot of information as to whether they're students and whether the shooter is still on the loose. So we have calls out to Nashville. I have a couple of friends that live there, and we'll see what else comes of that. But is it a domestic dispute? Is it something bigger than that? I do know that one person is in critical condition. And supposedly the search, my buddy just sent me a text, this is all over the news there, that they are searching for somebody. It happened about 11 o'clock Eastern. Very sad. Again, about the condition of the one person, and that's what we have at this point. Boy, these universities and the things that are happening on these universities. Very, 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 very frightening, isn't it? Ugh, awful stuff. In the meantime, and we'll keep you updated on that. In the meantime, as we get ready to tee it up and flow through another hour, if you stick with us. If not, remember, you can always hit us up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. I can't resist. I think other people claim that they invented the internet, too. But you can always hit us up there at americatonight.net. Click on contact. And bada bing, you are in just like that. So at least for a day or two, Hillary Clinton, the 11-hour testimony, the hearing, better way to put it, on Benghazi takes up a big chunk of our world versus other things that are happening like Speaker of the House. Oh my, who's that gonna be? Do you have any suggestions? Pass them on. Thanks so much to Jacob Gossel for his help on the technicals and all of you for listening to ATN.
Health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.